Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey, hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. He was hating on the low. I've been moved. Hating on the low, I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy, bitches be broken, be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh no, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. He was hating on the low. I've been moved. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need what, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up. But you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh stop.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. Hating on the low, I've been moved. She was hating on the low.
And that beat drop. Hey, what's happening, world? Welcome back. We at it again. Welcome to Real Talk with the new Miss, I'm sorry, welcome to Real Talk with Spiritual Goddess and my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Benz. Mo is having technical difficulties tonight, so he's going to chime in once he chimes in. While I'm waiting on him, let me shout out the top five countries tuning in. Man, we really appreciate you. All of the love and support. Number five, Puerto Rico. Oh, number four, India. Number three, Australia. Number two, South Africa. Yes. Oh, motherland. South Africa. Shout out to everybody in South Africa. Number one, United States. Tell a friend and another friend to tune in so you can hear our shenanigans every week, man. This is a Mo Ben show tonight. We're doing the world famous chop up. I'm waiting on him to call back in. because he's having technical difficulties. But yeah, this is World Famous Chop Up Man, where we talk about all the news, all the stuff that's going on. You know, we're gonna talk about Meg and Tory, the injustice to our people, and how ignorant our people are in reference to being oblivious to the facts. Like, we're going to be talking about everything tonight, man. So y'all don't want to miss out. I think we going into 23. Okay, so hold on. I'm going to have to do him like I did. Hold on. I'm going to have to do him like I did the other one. Hold on. So we're going into another year doing what we do best. And I can't wait. I can't wait. Hold on.
All right.
Mo Benz.
Yes, yes, yes. What's up, people? People, people, people.
All right, man. I don't know what's up with that, man. I've been, that's the same thing Smooth was saying last week, remember?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know what's going on with the technical difficulties, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, let's get to it.
We here, man. What's happening, Mo?
Yeah, man, so I'm good. First and foremost, you know, season's greetings to all the listeners, especially if you're listening live. Whatever you, you know, partake in, whatever you, you know, celebrate during this holiday season, big shout-out to the Winter Solstice. So, yeah, my week, you know what I'm saying? Then I'm going to ask Black how our week is. So I guess we flip-flopping this week a little bit, so I'm going to take the lead on this. But this week, I'm calling it, you know, it's inspired by this one song, you know what I'm saying? It's a little controversial, but Gunna, you know, he had a song on Metro Boomin's album that just dropped like a few weeks back. But basically, the song is called, where the hook goes, "This time around, we want all the money." You know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm at. That's my whole, anthem. You know, for this year, 2023, this time around, we want all the money, man. I ain't taking no shorts this year. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. I'm feeling really good. This Capricorn season has been a blessing so far. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling just motivated, you know, blessed and all that. You know, happy birthday to Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? You know, hey, however you look at it, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's a parable.
Ooh, you already know. Since you said it, we're going to address it, but go ahead.
All right. No, you know what I'm saying? I just look at Jesus as the Son of God, which is the Son, literally, the Son that, you know, that lights this our universe, you know what I'm saying? Our Milky Way or whatever you want to call it, man. You know what I'm saying? Our galaxy, whatever the case may be, Earth, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just wanted to shout that out, you know what I'm saying? And right now I'm on a staycation, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, me and my wife take our little annual breaks throughout the year. So this has been just a good staycation for me. You know, I know my wife wanted to just get her mind right, get out of New York for a minute. You know what I'm saying? New York can be fast-paced. Sometimes you got to, you know, hop off the train and slow it down. So that's what she's doing. So peace and blessings to her. And then me, you know what I'm saying, I'm just moving and grooving, man. I'm just, you know, organizing. I'm a natural organizer, you know what I'm saying? When I feel like organized, I can, like, see into the future, you know what I'm saying? So I'm able to just do that right now. So I'm manifesting a great 2023. Matter of fact, I'm already in 2023. I told y'all that probably, like, a couple of weeks ago. What else, man? And then, you know, Christmas Eve, I got a chance yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I got a chance to watch a movie with my pops, spiritually. You know what I'm saying? So rest in peace to my pops. But one of his favorite movies was this movie, this old school movie, National Lampoon's Animal House, right? Starring, what was it? John Belushi, I believe his name is. But my pops, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to him. He used to like to get white boy wasted, you know, especially in the 70s in his time or whatever. So I remember just as a little dude watching this movie with him. And I got a chance. I was just, like, out somewhere, and I saw, like, the DVD for, like, $5. And I just felt like, oh, man, that's a perfect movie to just to watch and, you know, reminisce about my pops. So I got a chance to do that. So it was cool. You know, me and him had a good time watching that. And now I'm just chilling, man. I'm ready to just chop it up. World-famous chop-up tonight. Got a lot of topics to get into. You know, so that's my week, man. But this time around, we want all the money. I just want to keep that in the forefront, you know what I'm saying? Each and every week, I'm going to have to say that as my mantra. But how was your week?
Man, listen, it's funny how our weeks align, man, and a hell of an intro that you did make. But I promise you, like, right before the show, I just posted, like, this 2023, I manifested. You know, all high vibrations, everything that comes to me is for me. I'm not flashy. You know, I've been loyal to my circle. Like, I kept my circle small. I've been loyal to Ifa and loyal to my Egungun. Like, I'm not accepting anything else. I'm manifesting the greatness. And so it was funny because I was on YouTube, and, you know, my Ori guides me, man. And something told me to click on a video of mine. And when I clicked on the video, I seen. So if you put hashtags in your video description on YouTube, YouTube pulls your first three hashtags, right? And when they pull your first three hashtags, then, you know, that's basically, you know, the main groups of people. When they search certain things, your videos pop up. And if you guys don't know, that's not something that I even question. You know what I'm saying? I'm a beast. And I'm like, dang, you know, my pages be jumping, and then all of a sudden they slow all the way down. And I know it ain't me. I know it's, you know what I'm saying, it's YouTube. Like, don't never let nobody trick you out of what you know is great, you know, what you know your gifts are, you know. And so when I went in and I clicked on the video tonight, just out of nowhere, ones they want to pick, and they're picking ones that don't have a lot of views on it. Like, I'm talking about, these are the things that you go through on these platforms. You battling demons. And so I just went back in, probably like the first six videos, the last six videos on both of my channels, I updated that and changed that. But a month ago, that was the change. I had a video. I got four pages. And on one of my pages, one of my videos just took off. It was going viral. You know what I'm saying? And how I know it was going viral, it had 2,400 views in 2 hours, right? So, of course, if they would have let that bitch go, it was going. You know what I'm saying? YouTube stopped that bitch at 2 hours. It didn't get no more views. Just stopped the whole video at 2 hours. And people don't feel like these folks working behind the scenes at making this shit happen. But, you know, like, this is why Elon Musk is exposing Twitter. You know what was going on with Twitter before he brought it. You know, Elon was already going to put somebody else in control because he didn't have enough time. But he wanted to get in, and he wanted to take the blunt of the backlash. He wanted to own, so people already knew. And one of the things they exposed with Twitter was that, you know, they were getting paid by the government to, you know, to shadow ban and block people pages and all of that. And he's like, I know what's going on other platforms. They're not just picking Twitter. You know what I'm saying? So people don't realize what we go through. And there's so many people that are like, man, you so talented, yet why are you not more successful? Like, man, I'm battling these demons. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm battling these folks. You know,
look, it's crazy. It's happening with our show right now. With all these technical difficulties, you know what I'm saying?
Man, listen, that I'm going to get to that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when you're in the spiritual realm, the sad thing about it is that when our people learn learn about their Ashe, when our people learn their magic, learn their power, they don't use this to go against the oppressor. They don't use this to get themselves in a better position. They use it to go against other people that they feel entitled to their gifts or their money. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people be really entitled to my gifts and my money, man. Even people very close to me, they just don't think I'm. Not ordinary, you know, it's not surface level. And so I have to be mindful, and I have to be mindful of my words. So when I see something, I don't even say I see it. I just know I see it, and I know how to move. you know, I'm a type of person where, you know, my resilience, you know what I'm saying? I don't slow down. I get to it. I don't give up, you know. So about a month ago when I could sit back and say what was all going on a month ago, you know, rather people that try to play it cool around me, just because you're still in my energy, you will be annihilated. You know what I'm saying? Just because you, even if you send something my way and you communicate with me one time, man, your whole life is going to be disrupted. That's you. It can go to you, your children, whatever. So I don't worry about, you know, what's happening. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bruh, you playing, it's above me now. You playing a game where, you know, everybody feel like they so powerful. And yet, you know, the one thing is, no matter how powerful you are, you're never supposed to boast about your power. And you let people play these games, and I look at people's lives, and they just be miserable as shit. And I know, like, if something's not going right in my life, it's because of something that I'm not doing. But I know that I'm protected. You know what I'm saying? Divinely protected. But it's crazy, like, you know. And I said to my Egungun, you know, I was talking to my spirit guides, and I'm like, man, I'm manifesting everything that I want. And they said, well, what you want? So I went and I started saying, boom, this is what I want. Boom, this is what I want. Okay, this is what I want. And I'm talking about, like, it just like, man, oh, my God. So much I can't say, but just know that I'm happy as fuck. Just, you know what I'm saying, all the high vibrational energy, I deserve it. I work hard for it. You know, whenever your adversary's coming for you, you know, you just know that there's a reward as long as you pass the test. Stay down, stay focused. So the rewards have already started rolling in. I'm super geeked about it, super geeked about what is to come, you know, and in reference to everything that is unfolding for me. So I'm just in that energy, like, you know, shit, give me what I deserve. That's me. You know what I'm saying? Like, give me what I deserve. You got some people that feel like, okay, they the judgment, you know, and it is what it is, right? But it's no human life that's actually the judgment. And that's why most of the people that feel like they the judge and the jury, their life be fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't get it, though. But I just stay focused. I stay aligned. I stay positive, and I stay in high vibrations. Absolutely amazing week, you know, absolutely amazing week for me. I've been back on my workout thing, my cardio, 1 hour a night, 5 days a week. Baby, that thing there, but I still ain't used to that, honey, but we on it, we doing it. we doing it. I found me some more red Moscato, and y'all know we had this conversation a couple weeks ago. It took me a while, but I found it. I actually found it today, actually, and I was waiting on my people from out of town here, and they was going to the store because I was like, I need some things, and then they was like, I go get it, but then they was like, all the stores was closed. So I'm like, okay, no problem. So I was like, I'm going to run and just get some little Zoom Zooms and Wham Whams from the corner store. They're open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And actually found it in there, and I was like, oh, my God. I don't even care if it ain't the same brand, but I got it. So got me some red Moscato. When we say Jesus Christ, the Christ part is what the oppressor added. Jesus is actually real, right? Jesus is real, but he is not who the oppressor deem him to be, you know what I'm saying? And he was not born on December 25th, so all these things are still oppressive, puts holidays, and for those people that don't get it, it's cool, we do understand, but those that do, those that claim to be woke, you see, as the woke movement started, they took the woke movement and then put it towards, you know, they damaged it, right? They're going to damage anything and any word that is powerful, just as they do with every other English word that they have. So, you know, so when I say woke, you know what I mean. The spiritual woke individuals, you already know, it's an abomination to your Egungun to celebrate this day, you know, and any other day as a regular day. Most importantly, the people that I know just took a chill pill, and that's what I did today. I just relaxed, watched some movies. I did cook. I tried a new recipe, and it was salty. I was so pissed. But I did it, you know. I just made dinner, so we didn't have to go out to eat, and had me some wine, and I'm sitting back chilling. And I'm chilling, and Mo hit me up, and I'm like, dang, Mo, okay, dang, my bad. I forgot to post this. But last week or so, Smooth was having the same issue, you know, that you were having when the line just hung up and then couldn't get through.
Yeah.
And maybe that's, you know, also my Egun Goon telling me to change platforms. How long have we been on this platform? Are we going on 6 years, or are we going on 5 years?
I believe five.
I think, okay. I thought we was already at five. I don't know, but we've been on this platform for a very long time, and a lot of things have changed within this platform since we've been on this platform. All of the things are, like, self-pushed. They removed the monetization, and then they brought it back and made it extremely harder. We couldn't be us. We couldn't be authentic. We couldn't be real if we went along those guidelines. So it's just a lot that comes along with it. And so I do feel as though I am going to seek and search for a different platform. We've been here for so long, so I think the push of me finding a new platform is the hardest part because we've been here for so long. But I trust the process. And it has to be a platform that allows us to be real, you know. Definitely won't be out like that want to suppress us when we're being honest and upfront. But, you know, I'm going to look, you know. So not to say that we are leaving, but not to say that we are staying. So that's something for 2023, you know, all things new, all things big, you know, all things, you know, aligned for 2023, so. That's me, man, just in a fresh energy, ready for my trips, you know, a lot of travel planned for 2023. Super excited about those situations that I have going on to different places. Got my ticket approved for Africa, so I don't have to pay for my trip to Africa. So,
damn,
you know, that's super,
that's
super, super amazing, man.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Those tickets, round trip. Huh?
I know, that's a grip. Now, I say I'm going to live vicariously through you.
Yeah, those trips to Africa is like 1,200 and 1,500 round trip. And that's coach, you know what I'm saying? That's not even first class. You know, I'm like, if I'm doing it, I want to do it. You know what I'm saying? I want first class. I think they start at like $2,300. But, you know, ticket covered, you know, super geeked about that. Just a lot of things just flowing, man. And I'm hella excited, man. And it's just like, you know, I said this is what I want and this is what I got. And this is what it is. One of the things, too, you know, last but not least, man, and this message has been coming and it's hitting hard. Man, even the people that's closest to you, man, run them tests. And if you don't feel like you have time to run a test, just stop talking to anybody, man. You know, if you want to talk to somebody, talk to the person that you lay with at night. If it ain't the person that you lay with at night, man, just keep it solid. Just keep it to yourself, man. It be like that, man. You know, people develop a jealousy out of nowhere because, one, they can't do what you're doing, and they'll say that I ain't trying to do what you're doing. But, you know, deep down inside, you know, I remember when, you know, types of energy. So 2023, man, let's start this trend of keeping our business to ourselves. It ain't the person that we lay next to. And sometimes you can't even talk to the person that you lay next to because you never know. But, you know, start a trend with keeping your business to yourself, your personal business, and until that wind flourishes, man, don't even speak. Even after that, right? You don't even have to tell people what you got going on. Just vibe, you know. Just vibe and win for your family, because it ain't the people around you that's helping you get to where you are. It's you that's putting in the work. So everybody around you don't need to know everything that you got going on. So that's my message coming in for 2023. Of course, by the time we come back. Man, do we do a show on the first of the year?
Yeah, don't we? I mean, I think we the only thing that we take off is, like, if we on vacation and, of course, the Super Bowl. That's about it.
Okay.
Other than that, we stand.
So the next show, the next episode will be 2023 because, actually, Sunday is the first, right? It's a week from now.
That's your
so Sunday is
that's
the
like,
first.
That's like alignment, too. You know, it's the first,
your spiritual show. You know what I'm saying? Like, for sure.
Oh, man, yeah. My kids been gone now, going on to whatever. It's about to be 2 weeks, so they come back home soon. And I miss their ass like crazy. And then, you know, I'm beyond being shocked that my whole life revolves around my children. But I'm like, okay, they need to bring their ass back home. Because even though they tear up the whole house, I'd be like, okay, where my children at? I miss their ass talking and jumping and, you know, all that, you know, craziness that they be having going on. So hopefully y'all been cleaning up. This week is dedicated to cleaning up. I've washed everything in my house, and I'm still washing. This is my whole week predicated to cleaning and, you know, changing out bed sheets and all that good stuff.
Yeah, got to do it. Definitely got to do it.
Brown.
Yeah, man. So,
it's good.
Yeah.
So what's happening, man? Because you already know. I just really think that I got one topic to jump on, but I'm going to let you go ahead and dive into the show, and then we'll talk.
All right, look, I want to set it up because I already know your one topic that you're probably going to
come. You already know it.
I already know. So, look, so let me set this up for the people. So, you know what I'm saying, this is the last show of 2023, and, you know what I'm saying, generally the last show of the month, and so, well, it is always the world famous chapter. Yeah, what am I talking about, 2022, let me get right, I'm already fast-forwarding, all right, 2022, good check on that. But, yeah, so this is the last show of 2022, and, you know, the last show of the month is always dedicated to the world famous chopper. So, you know, this is always my favorite part of the show anyway, you know what I'm saying? Generally, this is usually like the last, you know, 45 minutes or half an hour of the show. And this is a chance where I get a chance to just talk my shit on just different topics, different things that I just thought was interesting throughout the week. So now that this is a whole month of worthless shit, you know what I'm saying, anything going on. And it's, you know what I'm saying, it's a lot of energy, a lot of things flowing, you know, as we close out 2022. So the first topic I'm going to get into now, first and foremost, too. You know, generally now, I like to keep everything fresh. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, of course, on Real Adult Talk with SGMO Binge, you always going to get the most raw, authentic version of myself. But I do have another show. It's Reasonable Doubt. You know, that's every Tuesday. I call it Twitter Tuesday, 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, me and my co-host Kev Hurt. But this is one of the stories we're going to be getting into, this whole Tory Lanez found guilty in his Meg shooting, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get into that along with a music review of Two Peas in a Pod. That's the Jay Worthy and Larry June joint that's getting, like, some critically acclaimed. But anyway, but, you know, me and Black, we've been following this story. I think Smooth has some things to say about it. So this is a story that we've been following since this story broke. And it's kind of like what's interesting about this story, too, me and Black has been kind of, for the most part, on opposite ends of the spectrum on this story. So I'm very eager to see, you know, what Black has to say about this. So before I even give my take, let me serve it up to Black. So, Black, what you thought about this whole situation?
All right. So here's the thing, and the ignorance of our people is crazy, and this is why they keep running circles around us. For all of y'all that's like, okay, send them to jail, let this be over. I was outside of the three people. The only eyewitness that watched this go down testified he seen a woman shoot first. He seen the man, the short man, very irate, going back and forth, and then he seen him shoot 4 to 5 times in the air. The only eyewitness. The hairstylist of Meg Thee Stallion said that he took their bags. He took Megan Thee Stallion and her best friend bags from his car and put them in Tory's trunk. Towards the end of the party, they said that they was going with Tory. He said he took them and put them in Tory's trunk. When they got in there, Kelsey's bag was not in the trunk. Part of the SUV, it was in the second row with blood on it, right? And then case showed who the actual shooter was. Everybody know who the shooter was. Everybody know what was going on. The best friend even got up there and said, like, no, he never heard that. No, she didn't see Tori do this, da-da-da-da-da-da. They still found him guilty. This is definitely looking like that there was some magic done on the flip side of this situation so that she could win this case hands down. None of the evidence pointed to Tori, and yet what it did point is that Megan Thee Stallion hooked her best friend up with Tori Lanez, and then Megan Thee Stallion starts sleeping with Tori Lanez. Megan was extremely jealous of anybody that was dealing with Tori. She'd seen Tori as the little brother, but then she didn't know Tori was, you know, everybody was attacked. Everybody wanted Tori. Megan dissed Tori, da-da-da. Her and the best friend started fighting when the best friend found out that Megan Thee Stallion had slept with Tori. They physically fought before the shooting. Meg's friend just got out of jail. She just got out of jail from a little stint herself. So it was one of those, it was this or that. Tori kept it 100. He didn't throw her under the bus, but he just kind of like got his, you know, was getting his name cleared. He didn't throw her under the bus, though, but Tori Lanez was dealing with the best friend. Meg Thee Stallion kept going behind her best friend, sleeping with everybody. Tori Lanez didn't shoot Megan Thee Stallion. Her best friend did. It was clearly proven in this case. They still found him guilty. So the attorney for Tory Lanez said that he is going to go back for whatever he needs to do, including an appeal. Generally, when he leave it open like that, when he say whatever plus an even including an appeal, they're going to go to a higher court. That's what that means. They're going to go to a higher court and allow them to look over the information, and based on the law, they cannot find Tory Lanez guilty with all of the evidence pointing that he did not do the shooting. So the best friend shot at the ground, and she really didn't get shot. The best friend shot at the ground. Bullet fragments hit her leg, or glass hit her leg, whatever it was. Tori took the gun from her and emptied the clip by shooting it in the air. That's what happened. That's what it spelled out in the court. This is why all of the celebrities started back dealing with Tory Lanez. This is why people are very quiet, like, what the fuck did they do? Like, people that know that he got railroaded. He emptied the clip because the friend had the gun and was shooting at them. So he did shoot the gun, but his DNA was inconclusive on the gun as well. You know what I'm saying? So this is very baffling to everybody. And just to see black people seeing such an injustice right in their face, like, okay, send them to jail. Like, yeah, no. Like, you know what I'm saying? What if this is your people? They railroad your people every day. So they railroaded somebody in front of you, and it's like, pick a side. You pick Megan Thee Stallion's side, so it's okay to railroad somebody else. Y'all just really don't get it. It's not okay to railroad our black people. I was very disappointed that the whole story spelled out the way that it did and they still found him guilty. But what I can say is that I know that he will not do a lot of time. I know that he will be out. I'm hearing like 2. So he may do 2 weeks and then be able to get out on bond for an appeal, but he will be bound to he may be bound, well, they probably not going to bind him to Canada, but they may let him out after 2 weeks or 2 years, 2 weeks, 2 months or 2 years. So I just keep hearing 2. But justice will be served in this situation. Meg is a whole faggot. Like, that motherfucker's a liar. Just to even railroad another black man that way, she was so drunk. And her own hairdresser said Meg be out of it when she drank it, and she was out of it that night. Like, she didn't remember. She didn't know. By the time you looked up, she got shot. By the time she looked up, Tori had the gun because he was emptying it. He didn't want the girl to keep shooting her. But it was the best friend. It was the best friend that shot her, and it came out in court. I just, like we all knew that Tori didn't. Tori had already made sure that his name was cleared before court. But he was just like, Tori, you know, he's in good spirits. He's like, don't worry about it. I know that I'm going to be vindicated, so I'm not worried about this. I didn't do this. You know what I'm saying? And that's the energy that Tory Lanez have. Brother, keep your head up. I was just blown away, like, boom, everybody spelled out. Like, it was a girl that shot first, and yet they still did it. So it was crazy. What your opinion is?
All right, so my opinion was, All right, so I'm going to stand firm on what I said originally. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think Tory, because, all right, let's rewind the whole.
We ain't going about what we think now, because the evidence came out in court. So we're going to go by what the evidence, it's not even about guesstimating no more. All of the evidence came out in court. So based on what came out in court, how do you?
Look, I wasn't there. I wasn't there. I can look, I'm hearing the evidence. I'm just perceiving it the way my perception is my intuition is telling me. I wasn't there. So, like, they can talk about evidence and this and he shape. If you wasn't there, you don't know what happened. So all we doing is perception. It's the OJ case. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I wasn't there. All I can do is just draw an opinion on it. You know what I'm saying? From my whole thing is this. So this is what I'm saying, right? So we're taking it from the top. I just remember seeing the little pictures of them chilling and they, or like, you know, video, Tory, Meg, and Kylie Jenner in the swimming pool having a good time. Night started off nice, it seemed like. They were having a good time, kicking it, you know, Hollywood night, L.A., you know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, you know, we wake up the next day and all this drama happened, you know what I'm saying? Meg the Stallion got shot in the foot, you know what I'm saying? It's reportedly that Tory Lanez did it. He told her to dance, bitch, and all this other stuff, right? So, like I said, I don't know. What you're saying, I mean, because, like I said, I haven't followed it. I mean, like, I'm going to probably do a little bit more research on it, you know, before I talk about it on Tuesday, just to kind of, you know, get a little bit more of a grasp of, like you said, the facts. But my whole thing is this, and I said this from the beginning. Like, he should have never put himself in that position. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, it should have never got to that point. You know what I'm saying? Your game should have been tighter. Like, for that shit to happen and this shit to come back on you, like, I gotta blame you in a way, because it should have never got that. It should have been no way from y'all chilling, having a good time.
See, so there you go. You're wrong. Megan's team, the witnesses that Megan called, like I follow the story. I follow the whole story.
Okay.
Even the people that Megan called, they called out. Okay, so basically they're saying Megan, Kelsey, Kylie, they were all chilling at the house. They were the last ones to leave. They were saying Corey Gamble was even like, all right, let's wrap it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were the last ones to leave. Then Tory Lanez came, you know what I'm saying, pulled up last minute. The hairdresser was like, he was finna take them with him. He was trying to wrap it up. The hairdresser was there. He was trying to wrap it up. Meg was fucking out of it. You know what I'm saying? He was like, Meg was wasted. When Tory pulled up, Meg demeanor changed and Kylie Jenner demeanor changed. So at the end of the day, as far as them ending it, when Tory got there, they was just like, okay. So, you know, there was a little flirt. But Megan Thee Stallion is watching how Tory Lanez and Kylie Jenner is interacting, and then she, boom, she mad. So they said that Megan Thee Stallion got in the car with EJ and pulled off. And then as she riding, she said, man, I forgot my slipper at the house. I don't want to leave my slipper at the house. Let's go back and get it. They took Meg from the party. Left Tory Lanez there. Meg and Kelsey got in the car. Left Tory Lanez there with Kylie Jenner. They came back to the party. When they got back to the party, you know, then that's when Meg, you know, talking to Tory, da-da-da. Then they flipped it and said, well, they're going to ride. In the process of that, you know what I'm saying, they like, okay, they was leaving or whatever, Tory was leaving, so EJ put the bags in Tory's car, whatever. He's like, okay, I'm finna go, but Meg had a whole attitude. She flipping out. She dead drunk. She flipping out. This is court.
White
this is what they saying in court. She's wasted.
Animal house.
So now when she's flipping out,
animal house.
of course, Kelsey want to know why you acting like this with the nigga that I'm fucking with. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it all came out, that Meg had fucked with Tory. At this time, her best friend, she fed up. This ain't the first nigga you done did this with. So then they fight. That's where it started. Tory Lanez ain't put himself in shit. Tory Lanez showed up to a fucking party. This came from her team. Ain't came from Tory's team. This came from her team. That's what it don't make sense at all. Her own team said this. Megan Thee Stallion, the only one said that, that Tory said dance bitch. Her best friend said, no, he didn't say that. His team said, no, he didn't say that. Nobody heard that but Megan. Tory didn't do shit.
What he did do is
hurt your two good friends. He did do that. But in hindsight, when you put somebody like that in position, when you got Meg at the peak of her career, and she done hooked you up with her people, and then all of a sudden she finna try to throw some shit on you, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he a man. I ain't making no excuses for him, but if we want to backtrack to something he shouldn't have done, he shouldn't have slept with Meg after he had done slept with, which got, and then in the court documents, they say Meg and Tory was mad at Tory, and she was like, oh, your career garbage, you ain't shit, the only reason that you popping right now is because you did a song with Jack Harlow, I think. Like, yeah, like Meg was just riding him, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just dissing him. So it all blew up. That's how the best friend knew that Meg was sleeping with her dude. So at the end of the day, like, come on, man. Like none of it added up. All of it came out in court. That's why Meg was like, it's not about who I slept with, and my man is embarrassed. Now your man know he got him a hottie dottie. That's what it is. Your man know he ain't got him some shit now. You was fucking with Tory Lanez, and then it was the baby. You know, her best friend was messing with the baby. Then she started messing with the baby. Then it was a basketball player or something. Her best friend was messing with. Then she started messing with him. Meg had a very strong jealousy of her best friend. Her best friend, you know, she chilling. She not a rapper. She just got out of jail. You know, her best friend, she doing her thing. And Meg feel like, you know, all these niggas should be at me. Meg, the whole story spells out Meg was wrong. The whole fucking story.
Well, look, here's the, because this story is provocative. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a provocative story. The ill part now, because a lot of things, what you're saying, like, it makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm just listening to you.
It spelled out in court. That shit all over the internet. Reporters was in that bitch reporting. Point for court.
Hold on, though. This is a big shout out to Twitter, because, you know, I was, like, I saw, you know, when the verdict came down or whatever, you know, a lot of different things was trending. But the most interesting part of the story for me was the way his pops. Did you see the video of his pops?
Oh, yeah, his pops was mad because his pops knew the truth. Like, it's like, okay, he wasn't going to snitch on Kelsey. But Kelsey had already came forth to certain people and, you know what I'm saying, had already, you know, did her thing. That's why they gave her immunity in court. Now, of course, people feel like they finna follow up and try to hit her with something else. They gave her immunity in court so that she could talk about certain things, but she was just like, I ain't trusting this shit. You know what I'm saying? Kelsey had already cleared the air from Tory. That's why Tory was straight in the industry. Yeah, his pops was mad as fuck. Like, man, what are y'all doing here?
But
you want to play with Juju.
Pops.
Here's the thing. Here's what happens with this case, right? Because there's a lot of people that don't believe in Juju. If you don't know what Juju is, magic, whatever the case may be. There's a lot of people that don't believe in that, right? But here's what happened in this motherfucking case. This is what's going to happen, right?
When you use
Juju to win a court case, right, it's to win. Generally, it's to win against them people, right? Not against your own people. Not especially when you know that you didn't do this shit, right? So when you go against somebody and they innocent, I don't care how you feel, if they really, really innocent and you use Juju to take them under, that shit comes back 10 times on you. That shit comes now just watch. All I'm going to say is just watch. watch Megan Thee Stallion. Either you not, either her career is gonna fucking just diminish, and you're not gonna hear shit from her, or if she's out there, it's gonna be a bunch of shit happening to her. Just watch, and that shit gonna be far greater than what she did to Tory. Just watch, cause you can't use Juju in that manner. People just know Juju, and they want to go out there and get it. If that shit is not warranted, you cannot do it. And then they just get people to do Juju and feel like, okay, it's all right. It's not.
The other part about that part was basically, you know, Meg is now managed by Roc Nation, which is Jay-Z's company.
Right.
So the other part that I'm hearing that the father was really blaming, I think the father, and I don't know if it's Tory's stepmother or whatever that was with him or whatever. Like I said, I got to dig more into it. You know what I'm saying? Stay tuned for Tuesday's show. But basically, the father, they also roped kind of Jay-Z and Beyonce into the whole situation, from what I hear.
Of course. It makes sense.
Because they were saying that they used their connection to get...
It makes sense.
You know, get the conviction.
It makes... You know, they know that Juju, too. Now, keep in mind, like, they done put that right in y'all face. Like, if y'all didn't know that, like, with one of her videos when she was dressed up. When Beyonce was dressed up in one of her videos as the different goddesses, and it was like, oh, she a demon, no. But she's letting you know that they do the Juju. So, yes, I mean, obviously, you know what I'm saying, they have
that's like
Houston
connection. Don't forget, Beyonce and Meg were both from Houston, so, you know.
Exactly. They use it to win at all costs, but her demise is going to be far greater than anything else. Just because you did that to an innocent person. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's people like, what the fuck is this verdict? People that got common sense was like, what the fuck is this verdict? They spelled everything out in court. Like, how could you find him guilty? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's guilty of trying to protect you. He's guilty of emptying the clip because this bitch shot you.
You know, like I said, I always, you know, follow the music, and you know, because a lot of the music gives like little hits to certain things, man. But the other thing too, like I just mentioned how Beyonce is from Houston, and so is Meg. You know what I'm saying? So that's a connection. Both women, black women from Houston, both successful in the music industry. And now, but it was interesting how Drake, you know, threw a shot at Meg in the, you know, him and 21 Savage album that they just released, you know, about a month ago or whatever. And, you know, one of the Drake songs, you know, Drake threw a shot at Meg, and it's just interesting. You know, Drake is from Toronto, and so is Tory. So, you know, it's just going to be interesting, man. So all I can say
is it's not about affiliation and where they're from, but Drake and a lot of people already know the truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm telling, like, the truth had already been cleared. They already knew the truth about what happened. You just can't come out and tell the truth because then you putting yourself in the middle of it, just the same way that Tory couldn't come out and just say it wasn't me. His lawyer was insinuating, hey, somebody else shot her. And, of course, you know, Kelsey was the only one there, but they didn't come out directly and say Kelsey shot her. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's going to turn over on nobody. So Tory got to, you know what I'm saying, Tory got to put on his big boy draws and do what he got to do. And, you know what I'm saying, he will be out of the situation. I do know that. I'm going to say that confidently, but everybody know that Tory didn't do that. And even the evidence is the only eyewitness outside of the three said that it was a girl that shot first. His exact words, it was a girl that shot first. And then there was a little short guy that was just irate out there, and then he shot 4 to 5 times in the air. Okay, so how did that go from that to that? You know what I'm saying? And so you can't say loyal. Hell, just like Megan team, they tried to throw 1501, which is the label that's suing Megan. They tried to throw them under the bus. Like, oh, she's dealing with somebody from 1501. That's why she going against me. Da da. Like Megan is under Roc Nation, and she's feel like protected under Roc Nation. But the dues that she's going to have to pay for this is going to be far greater than anything else that she can ever fucking imagine. You know what I'm saying? When they do things like that, then you become extremely in debt. Now, Jay-Z, he not in with the white people. He in with the Jews, right? So the Jews, you know, they stick together when they do what they do. So Jay-Z is connected with the Jews, so they can get certain things done, right? But the downside to that is that when they want to shove you, they're going to shove you. You can't move away from them. You're going to be stuck up under them. You're going to be in debt to them. You're stuck with them. You know what I'm saying? So this is basically what the white people do to black people, but you're seeing it in clear day, black people doing it to black people, the most powerful people doing it to them. Because Megan had, like she can rap. You know what I'm saying? She has the look. But now she just sold her soul to the devil. That's basically what she did. She sold her soul to the devil to stay on top of what it is. And even if they do whatever they need to do to keep this shit out of the media, what she's going through, she finna go through it. She finna go.
Provocative. This is a provocative story.
Even at the end of the day, by the time that bitch dies, she gonna die of like a drug overdose or something super crazy.
Wait, hold on. Black, hold on. Let's like.
Yeah, fuck her.
I get it. We going in, but let's like, come on. Let's.
No, I don't fuck with her. I don't like her. I'm just telling you, her story is gonna be tragic. I'm just telling you now. Mind you, not with everything I told you on this show, Mo. I come back and be like, Mo, didn't I tell you that? Her story is going to be tragic. Mark my words, bro. Mark my words. Like, this is hands in. Like, there's no way in hell he should have been convicted. He should have been found guilty. Like, just, like, all of it, all of the shit, all of the evidence, everybody's testimony, it all, like, nah, Megan was tripping. Her fans was mad at her hairdresser. Like, you supposed to get up there and take up for Megan. He said, no, I was supposed to get up there and tell the truth, and that's what I did. I'm not trying to be in the middle of nothing. Her own hairstylist, this man is a celebrity fucking hairstylist, right? He already know. He like, no, I'm not getting in the middle of nothing. If anything, that man would have got up there and kept Megan's side and rolled with Megan. None of her peoples was for her. Her fucking bodyguard even disappeared when it was time to goddamn testify. Nobody from Meg's side really wanted to ride with her. And the people that got on the stand told the story. And none of it was, like, really going for Megan. Her own bodyguard just disappeared.
Wow.
When it was time for him to come on the stand, he disappeared and came in the last day. And at that time, they was like, fuck it. Nobody wanted to conclude the story with Megan, bro. Like, the shit got real. You like, man, you looking at this shit unfold, and our people, we so lost, we like, fuck it. None of this bitch people wanted to testify with her. None of her people had her back in this lie. None of her fucking people, bro. I shit you not. Nobody had her back with this lie. She the only person that got up there and said what she said. So for her to be the only motherfucking person and still win, and everybody's story sounded alike, you already know there was interference, bro. That's not. It's a no-brainer.
And all this happened in L.A., right? Correct?
Yeah. Bodyguard, when it was time for her bodyguard to testify, he didn't go.
Yeah.
He didn't go.
Well, the next part of the story will be the sentencing. So, you know, that's going to come about on January 27th when Tory Lanez get, you know, sentenced. So, you know, hey, man.
At this point, it's sad, but at this point, you know, just because she's affiliated with Jay-Z and Beyonce, and I love me some Beyonce, honey, but, you know, I just can't, I'm not rocking with none of that shit. None of it. Like, you know it's interference. That's the only way she won this trial, from interference. If you follow the testimonies like I did, because, you know, I was locked in, I'm like, there's no way.
That's why I couldn't wait to hear your take.
There's no way in hell. No way in hell that this got done without interference. There's no way it got done without interference. And that's the thing that I think, like, things like this need to happen, though. For our people to realize, like, this shit is not just regular life. It's not like the little life that y'all accustomed to, man. Like, when you out here in this limelight, man, you dealing with interference on a regular basis, man. You dealing with months on a regular basis, man. This shit is crazy.
Wow.
On a regular basis, people interfering, people trying to get what they want. They're not going against the oppressors. They're going against their own people. But it is what it is. You know, I pray for Tory. You know, I send love and light to Tory. I send blessings to Tory. that, you know, this situation will be over before we can call it, you know, and he can be home, even if it calls for him to not come here anymore. Hopefully that'll open up a whole new thing where Canadian artists and artists from other places can do concerts via hologram and so on and so forth. But, even if it's for him not being here, I do pray, you know, that he gets out of this as soon as possible. And send him love and light, man, because these people is crazy as fuck in this world. And you seeing it unfold right before your eyes, and you just like, yeah, there's no way. Like, there's no way. And then they say guilty. You're like, what? Oh, that don't even make sense. Now do it. It didn't.
Wow. All right.
It didn't, Mo.
So, like I said, you know, we'll see what happens, man. This is definitely like you know, a very fascinating, you know, case just like unfolding, man. So once again,
everybody wanted to know the truth, and then it was like, wow. So
yeah,
this
I mean,
is the
way
truth.
The way you just broke it down, this has been like with all the different moving parts. This has been like the this is like some Tupac and Biggie type stuff. This is like when Tupac was saying, you know, he felt like he got set up and all this other stuff, and then you know how that spiraled. So I just hope it doesn't spiral into something crazy, but, you know, wow. You know, like I said, the way you kind of really spoke about this, man, it's really got me analyzing it. So, you know, I'm like I said,
this
all
shit
we can do
crazy,
is,
brother. I promise you. I'm sitting here like, happen. What is this? Like, unfolding in front of our eyes. And even when I see people like, okay, like, let's move on, lock them up, let's move on. Like, man, this is why your ancestors did not motherfucking fight this hard on this land, you know, for y'all to be this
really,
ignorant.
Like I said, the reason why this, like I said, this is fascinating, this is provocative, this is all that. And, you know, this is why I love what we do, our show, you know what I'm saying? Like, how we're in the media, you know what I'm saying? We definitely are reporters on this in our own way. And we keep it 100, you know what I'm saying? That's why I dig what we do. But the thing that I always pay attention to is passion. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really look at that because that comes from somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So the only thing I can say, like I said, you know where I stood on that. I know where you stand. I you know, obviously, you know, everybody makes mistakes and stuff like that. I always say everything happens for a reason. Nothing's coincidence. Everything happens for a reason. It's divine timing and everything. You know what I'm saying? So it was written, whatever the case, however you want to look at it. But the thing that's interesting to me, like I said, I just think Tory, you know, I try to put myself in people's position before I make any, I'm not casting any judgments, but before I can just, you know, give my opinion on certain things. So that's why I was just saying, like, he should have never put himself in that position. But, you know, like I said, people make mistakes and things happen, and now you got to kind of figure out what transpired and how you're going to move on from it. But the thing, like I said, that really sparked my interest in and gives a little, you know, I'm not saying, I mean, you're saying it's facts. Like I said, I got to, you know, if I get a chance to really kind of analyze it, maybe, you know, I'll, you know, because what you've been talking about, you know, it makes a lot of sense from, because it seemed like you really, like I said, been on top of this. But like I said, getting back to the passion part, his father, the way his father spoke, you know what I'm saying? And once again, his father wasn't there, so, you know, it could be passionate because that's his child, you know what I'm saying? So, of course, you're going to feel some type of way, you know what I'm saying, if that's your child. But it seemed like the father, like, feels something, you know what I'm saying? So that's the part that's got me kind of like, you know what I'm saying? It just seems like it's just a little bit more intriguing. So, like I said, you know, to be continued on this story, we're going to bookmark it here for now, and you know we'll pick it up again probably January 27th when the sentencing comes down for Tory Lanez and what his fate may be. So moving on, let's see here. So I got a couple of reviews. You know what I'm saying? So like the good part about this time of the year, like it's been a interesting year for me in 2022. You know, a lot of things brought to light. You know what I'm saying? I felt like I had to move off some things. I got to, you know, clarify some new things and, you know, go into the new year just focused and, you know, make some upgrades in certain parts of my life. So, you know, this last couple of months, you know, like me and Black, we discussed, like, for a minute. I guess coming off the summer, like, it was a couple of months. It was kind of hectic, you know what I'm saying? But now I feel like I'm able to kind of like grasp, you know, some of the changes that took place or whatever. So, you know, because these last, I would say November, December, I really got on point. I really had to get my shit together. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like I, you know, pulled things back on point in my favor, right? And that's why I feel so confident about 2023. But now, you know, especially on this staycation, I've had a chance to kind of relax. And, you know, as I'm making moves and handling my business, you know, I'm able to just kind of get some reviews in and see some different shows. So with that being said, I got a chance to catch up on some things. So the first review I wanted to get into is this new show on Netflix, and it's called Wednesday. Tim Burton. Big shout out to Tim Burton. He's the director of this. So Wednesday, right? Now, first, I thought I was too OG for this. You know what I'm saying? Because people have been telling me, oh, it's pretty good. You should check it out. I'm like, man, I'm too OG for this. You know, so Wednesday is a spinoff of the Addams Family. She's like the daughter. But, you know, so I watched it, and I was pleasantly surprised, man. So, you know, thumbs up. Very, like, entertaining, kind of holiday spirit kind of TV show. You know, it's 8 episodes. But it's a lot of, like, hidden themes. You know, that's on there. This in this whole show, but you know, I just wanted to give it 2 thumbs up. Like Tim Burton, shout out to him. You know, usually like when you have been like a big time movie director, and now the emphasis really isn't on movies anymore. Now it's with streaming and everything. Everything is in the series and the TV shows and what streaming platform you're going to be on. Not what movie is going to be in the different theaters. You know what I'm saying? So. You know, Tim Burton, he made his name when I was a kid. He probably, you know, had some of the, you know, some of my favorite movies. And he was, the thing I like about Tim Burton is he's able to take dark things and make it digestible. You know what I'm saying? He's able to take very dark themes and make it digestible to the masses, which is interesting about him. Like, he has a very gift at that. So, you know, I got hip to him back when I was a kid, man. I remember his first movie that I saw was Beetlejuice. Big shout out to Michael Keaton. You know, he's probably one of my favorite old school actors. But Beetlejuice came out like 88. I think I was like in the 5th grade or something like that. I remember seeing that. Like, damn, man, this movie was cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was different. You know what I'm saying? And then, of course, my favorite Batman movie of all time is the 1989 Tim Burton directed Batman. That's the one with Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson as the Joker. I can't think who played Vicki Vale, but she was another one, beautiful old school actress. I can't believe I can't think of her name, but she was dope, Vicki Vale. And of course you have Prince with the soundtrack. I remember, like, to this day I still play Scandalous, one of my favorite Prince songs. Just went with the whole vibes, man. So, you know, that was 89, man. Still one of my favorite superhero movies of all time. And then 1990, he had Edward Scissorhands. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Johnny Depp. You know what I'm saying? That's when you really saw Johnny Depp was about to be that next guy. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to Wednesday. You know, I thought it was just good, man. Good casting, had a nice flow to it. So if you get a chance, man, for the holidays, definitely thumbs up. You know what I'm saying? So, but that was pretty cool. Let me see here. So, what else are we going to get into? A couple things. Big shout out to Cam. You know, I'm going to get into my sports report. But big shout out to Cam Ron of Dipset. Really like what he's doing on IG. He's got this, like, skit kind of Sports Center thing where it's just, like, he's keeping it real on Sports Center. And, you know, it's, like, his take on Sports Center, you know, talking sports topics. I gravitate to that because, you know, that's what I do. When I'm, you know, talking sports or whatever. But I like what he's doing on IG with it, man. I want to see, you know, how he's going to keep it going, man. But Cam's Sports Center on IG has been pretty funny, man. Just keeping it a buck on different topics or whatever. I think that's dope. Speaking of Dipset, big shout-out to Joel Santana. You know, I've been waiting for him to drop some new music. He hasn't dropped a new album yet, but definitely has a hot single out right now. Got a chance to check it out. So his single, he's got a song called Whitney, produced by the Heatmakers. dope. If you get a chance, check it out, man. Jewel is back in his bag. Dipset, you know what I'm saying? They always, whether it's Cam, whether it's Jimmy, whether it's Jewel's, whenever it's a Heat Makers production, you know, that's generally like their in-house producers, is usually always a hit. But the Whitney, you know what I'm saying, it's got like the little, it's called Whitney because in the background it's got Whitney Houston, you know, sing, it's, they spliced up that I Will Always Love You. You remember that song she had off the Bodyguard? Spliced it up. Sounds dope, man. So big shout out to Jewel Santana. I've been rocking that lately. Let me see here. What else? Speaking of, you know, different movie reviews and stuff like that and Netflix, big shout out to Donnie Brasco. That's on Netflix, you know what I'm saying? So that's another fly one, man. I haven't got a chance to watch it on Netflix. But I was just thinking about, like, that, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, one of my favorite, like, mob movies, you know what I'm saying? And I think I used to have a DVD back in the day, but I had lost it. But very fascinating movie. Probably Johnny Depp at the height, you know what I'm saying, when Johnny Depp was really Johnny Depp before he got extra weird. You know what I'm saying? Always been a little weird. I always liked his weirdness, but lately now he's getting older and just weird, extra weird. But, you know, when Johnny Depp was really in his bag, Donnie Brasco was a definitely great movie, man. And probably like Al Pacino, his last great performance. So got a chance to just peek that that's on Netflix. So I'll probably be, you know, watching that when I get some free time or whatever. Just a great mob movie, man. It's just, and it just showcases how, you know, how like a cop, you know, goes undercover. And he all gung-ho at first about, you know, cracking his case. And then he get into the whole mob lifestyle. He's like, hold on. Like, what's better? Like, this lifestyle or being a cop? You know what I'm saying? He's kind of doesn't know which way to go. You know what I'm saying? But it's a fascinating character study, man, in my opinion. Always been one of my favorite movies. So big shout-out to that. You know, it's been a minute. We got about a half an hour left. So I'm going to try to drag this thing out, man, as long as I can. But let me get into the sports report. So before I get into football, so today is, you know, for the people who do celebrate, it's Christmas Day. And today is when the official start of the NBA season happens. Because, you know, of course, NBA starts in what, like I think end of October now, and it goes all the way into June. So it's a long season. But in that first, you know, a couple months of NBA, I'm all into football. That's why I'm a really probably, like, you know, in the show with my sports report of the whole NFL landscape and the playoffs. You know, that's one of my favorite times of the year as far as sports. But before I do that, just talking NBA real quick. The Lakers, man, I'm going to tell you just some of the storylines that I'm checking. Lakers, I'm over the Lakers. And I'm finally over LeBron James, man. Big shout out to LeBron. Like, I always respect everything he's done for the game. You know, he's from Akron, which is, you know, next door to Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? Definitely in a part of Ohio, you know what I'm saying? So it's affiliated. It's not Cleveland, but, you know, it's a little town over. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, what he's done for the city and what he's done as a businessman and a brand and basketball player, you know what I'm saying? Other than Michael Jordan, I mean, and Magic Johnson, in my opinion, nobody's done it better. You know, Kobe's always going to be respected. But, you know, and then, of course, you know, he won the championship for Cleveland. And I love how he did that for my town and my city. But just now I'm just over it, man. It just gets too much coverage. You know, of course, he's on this year he should break Kareem Abdul's all-time scoring record, which is going to be hats off, man, because that's an achievement. He's played 20. This is his 20th year. Maybe this year, next year. You know, he's been playing so long, I lose track. He's still definitely a draw. It's just like I'm all about what's new, though. You know what I'm saying? I respect the greats. I respect the people who come and play the different sports, and, you know what I'm saying, I always respect the greats, you know, no doubt, you know what I'm saying, and I'm a historian of the game, and, you know, when it comes to football, basketball, boxing, tennis, music, you know, all the things I'm into that I analyze, I'm always going to respect the greats, but at a certain time, it's time to change the page, you know, and get new energy. So you know, this year I'm like, I'm just over the Lakers, man. It's just that storyline is just dragging. You know, they were on TV. I think they probably lost to Dallas earlier today, the Dallas Mavericks. But I'm just not into them, man. You know what I'm saying? And they get too much hype on television. So, but the storylines that I am checking for, that I think is what, you know, if you're an NBA fan or whatever, big shout-out to Ja Morant. Really like what they're doing in Memphis, man. Ja Morant, for the people out there that's not here, he is the new Allen Iverson of the league. So the way AI was captivating with Philly, the 76ers back in the day, that's what Ja Morant is doing, putting on for Memphis. You know what I'm saying? I love these, like, southern towns, man. It's just like, you know, the whole Memphis wave, the whole music that they got going on in Memphis. And then with, you know, Ja Morant putting on for the city, man, basketball. That's a squad to really pay attention to, man, as far as hoops. Let's see. Another storyline in the NBA that's good. Big shout out to Boston, the Celtics, man. So the two story franchises in NBA is always the Lakers, which I told you I'm tired of them right now. You know, always will respect the Magic Johnson years, Magic Johnson Showtime, Kobe and Shaq Lakers, Phil Jackson, everything that they had going on there. But now it's tired. But Boston, on the other hand, I'm pleasantly surprised this year. You know what I'm saying? Like, Ime Udoka, of course, we all know his situation. You know, he's been suspended for this whole year. Brooklyn Nets flirted with him to bring him in, but then Brooklyn and the whole Kyrie situation, I think they was just too much just negative publicity, I guess. They're trying to really turn the page and move on and really just concentrate on basketball and not have all these side stories. And big shout-out to I haven't got a chance to watch it, but speaking of Ime Udoka, the new Best Man series is out. I think it's on Peacock, which is NBC, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe I'll check it out. I don't know, after I hear some reviews on it. But big shout-out to Nia Long. You know what I'm saying? Just on a side note. But anyway, Boston Celtics, the interim head coach, I can't think of his name. I didn't get a chance to jot his name down, but he's doing an excellent job, man. I think Boston's number one in the East. And Jason Tatum, man, that's another player to pay attention to, man. Jason Tatum doing his thing. I like what Boston's doing, man. So Boston Celtics, if they're on TV or whatever, that's a good watch, man. Boston Celtics, man. Big shout-out to them. And then, of course, my Cleveland Cavs, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm so pumped that we got a good team without LeBron James, without Kyrie Irving. This is a team. It's another little big superstar. You know, we got Donovan Mitchell, who came over from Utah. He just fit into the city so well, man. Like, Cleveland's just embracing him, and he's doing his thing. Got a lot of young talent, you know what I'm saying? And it's just a team. So this Cleveland Cavs team, I mean, because, of course, LeBron and Kyrie put on for the city, what, 2015, I think it was the year, when, you know, they won the championship for Cleveland, beating that Golden State team that was stacked back in the day. But quiet is kept. My favorite Cavs team is still old school. You know what I'm saying? I'm still, you know, give me my Mark Price, Larry Nance, Ron Harper, Brad Doherty, you know what I'm saying, that early, late 80s, early 90s team of my youth. When Michael Jordan, you know, hit that shot to send us home in the playoffs, and you see it on, like, the Gatorade commercial when he's kicking us, and, you know, when he hits the shot at the buzzer, and then he, like, kicks, you know, like, does that, like, kick in the air or whatever, and sent us home. You know what I'm saying? That was my team. Even though we lost, you know what I'm saying, that team was near and dear to me. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, I say that to say this. This Cavs team kind of reminds me of that, because no real big superstars. It's just a team, man, where, like, it's just good Cleveland basketball, man. Like, so it just makes you if you're young and coming up and you're learning the game of basketball, it's just showing you how to play basketball the right way. Of course, you know, if you got talent to just be the superstar guy, like, hold your team down and play that kind of hero ball that we kind of been used to ever since, you know, I guess Michael Jordan really, like, showcased that, okay. You know what I'm saying? But most people aren't talented like that to be able to put a whole team on their back. So if you're just a youth and you learn how to play the game of basketball, watching the Cavs, man, they're doing it the right way because, you know, you can just figure out how to play the game well and just fall into a team, man. Just learn your role on a team and, you know, find your niche and do that niche well. and you can make it. You know what I'm saying? That's just a life lesson too. So, you know, so shout out to that, man. So that's my oh, and then finally, the other story that I'm paying attention to in the NBA is Golden State Warriors. You know what I'm saying? I want to see what they can do. Now, I was talking about Golden State Warriors back, what, 2015, man. That's been 7 years, man. So they got a nice little dynasty going on right now. You know, and right now you're seeing Steph Curry, like, in his prime. You know what I'm saying? So right now, if you can get a chance to just watch Steph Curry, you know, he's in his prime, man. So he's, you know, this is Steph at his best. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how much longer this is going to last. He's hurt right now, but they're still just a good watch. Even though they're getting older now. You know, Klay Thompson, he's broken down. You know, Draymond Green is slowing down. It's been interesting to see the young guns come up with Golden State. So, you know, Andrew Wiggins won a championship with them last year, really found his way in Golden State, man. Shout out to him. And then Jordan Poole, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's probably like my next Steph, probably my favorite player on Golden State. You know what I'm saying? I know he had his issue with Draymond Green, which is crazy. But, I just think he got a lot of talent. I think he was a big-time player on that team last year, one of the major reasons why they won the championship. So, you know, those are my storylines to pay attention to as far as the NBA. So, season now officially started for me. You know what I'm saying? So now, let's transition to hoops. Transition out of hoops to football, man. So now, this is it. So I'm going to put y'all on football, and it's been a minute since I just broke down the different teams or whatever. But this is how the football is shaping up, man. So, first and foremost, shout out to my Cleveland Browns. But this year was a disappointment, you know what I'm saying? We were eliminated yesterday from playoff contention. I mean, we still got a few games to finish out the season. But we was eliminated, you know what I'm saying? We lost to New Orleans, which I was pissed off because we should have won that game, it seemed like. But, you know, yesterday was cold as fuck all across the United States, you know what I'm saying? Christmas Eve was cold as hell Saturday, yesterday. Man, so in Cleveland, it was the coldest as far as the NFL cities that had a game. I think Cleveland yesterday was like 5 degrees, man. So that's some football for your ass, man. When you got to play in those type of conditions, that's when it becomes freaking – you're like, man, you got to be tough, man. You got to be gladiator tough. You know what I'm saying? And to play in those degrees when it's cold as hell like that, man, and go out there and perform. So I thought we should have been able to use that to our advantage and beat a team like New Orleans, you know, a team that's used to playing in the dome or whatever and you know, in perfect conditions. I would have thought we would have been able to take advantage of that. But, you know, just wasn't our year. But I am happy that we got Deshaun Watson, you know what I'm saying? You know, the first 3 games, this is his 3rd game. You know, he looks good. I see big things on the horizon for him in Cleveland. You know, now he finally got his whole situation off-field, you know, situated, I guess. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be interesting to see what we do next year as far as the Browns. But that AFC North, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason why he was able to get that contract. And the owners, they are pissed off at the owner for the Browns. I mean, because, you know, I don't like to count other people's money, but what he got was historic. You know what I'm saying? And it's like kind of flying underneath the radar because the owners, and I always like to put myself in that position, right? Gotta look at every angle from business. So Deshaun Watson, the owner, Jimmy Haslam, I believe his name, is the owner of the Cleveland Browns. So he gave Deshaun Watson a guaranteed contract, over $200 million, guaranteed. That's like unheard of in football. You know, basketball, okay, yeah, but football, hell no. But, you know, quarterback position. And the Browns, you know, we were kind of desperate. You know what I'm saying? We need one of those star quarterbacks because that's how you win in the game of football. You know what I'm saying? You got to have a star quarterback to really be able to compete. So the Browns, they put all their chips to the table. Shout out to Andrew Berry, the black Harvard-educated GM. We gave him the bag. But that was a precedent that the owners did not want to set. they don't want that to be the new, because, you know, the way it comes up now, the next star quarterback, when his contract is up, he's going to want that same guaranteed money. And that's the reason why the NFL is different from the NBA. They'll throw you some money, but they ain't going to make it all guaranteed, because they want to, if your play falls off, they want to be able to come up off of that contract and not be, you know, locked into that contract or whatever. So, especially when it comes to guaranteed money, they want to have incentives. So you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this to make that money. I mean, of course, you're going to get, you know, if you're a star, you're going to get paid. But to really get paid to broker a brand new contract is, you know, the most lucrative contract in NFL history, which is what Deshaun Watson was able to do. No. That brings me to my second part. Lamar Jackson. So big shout out to Lamar Jackson. And before I shout out Lamar Jackson and talk about him real quick, I just want to shout out another QB. You know, he had the best record, but I think the Chicago Bears. And I'm always I always got a affinity for the Chicago Bears, because that's when I first started watching football back in 1985. That was the first year I remember, you know, really being able to just remember and fall in love with football. That was the 85 Bears. They had Walter Payton. They had Jim McMahon. They had Michael Singletary. They had the Fridge. Just Mike Dicker was the coach, and it was the Chicago Bears, man, just rough and tough. You know what I'm saying? They was just rugged. But they haven't had a quarterback in years since that, man. I mean, Jim McMahon was the only quarterback I remember, though, that I used to check for a little bit. You know what I mean? And Jim McMahon still doesn't get the props that I think he deserves for that, at least that one year. He was a one-hit wonder, but that one year, man, was, like, great, man. All-time best you know, one of the all-time legacy teams of the NFL, the 85 Bears. Anyway, I say that to say this. Remember I told you how the Browns splurged and gave Deshaun Watson this record deal because we needed a quarterback, because to compete, you got to have a record, you know, you got to have a QB. Anyway, Chicago Bears, they finally, I think, have one with Justin Fields, you know, young dude out of Old State, putting on for Chicago. And like I said, their record is in the toilet. But I see some stuff. I see some flashes. You know, I see they got one. You know what I'm saying? So always one stat that always keep track of. I call it the Michael Vick stat. And big shout out to Michael Vick, especially Atlanta Michael Vick. That was the Michael Vick experience. And in Atlanta, that's when he was the first quarterback to rush for 1,000 yards. So usually, quarterback, you know, that's reserved for a running.